Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh!
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I was busy videotaping signals for next week.
There we go.
So what's going on? A lot of news.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah. Should we start? Let's lead with that. Actually.
You think so? Or you think? I feel like it's nothing. But I mean, if it is something, it's going to be huge.
Huge. Huge. Well, the crazy part about the crazy. Say that again?
No, I was going to say, you probably have to put an asterisk on every single Super Bowl that they've ever had.
It's weird because...
Well, yeah.
You know, obviously this is kind of like old news, but, you know, the 1-12 Bengals, like, why do you need to videotape that? And it kind of makes you believe, like, holy shit, did they do this before, like, literally every game the last 2 decades?
Because one was Spygate. What year was that? That was Mangini.
It was,
right?
Mangini when he was a Jets coach.
Oh, what was that? 2003, 4, 5? Like,
that was when we were at Plattsburgh, so.
Okay, so like 04, 5.
Between
like
04 and 07, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, would you put it past them? I wouldn't. They're so arrogant.
For years now, they've been accused of doing, like, funny stuff always happens, and it's not like a coincidence. You're talking about the Spygate, or was it the Jets that were complaining that every time they played the Patriots in New England, like, miraculously the headsets would go out, or there'd be a problem with them? You know,
and every team says that, and it only happens in, like, Tomlin was going crazy one time, I think it was 2 years ago. When they opened up the season opener, the headsets just always miraculously just go out all the time.
Even this year, I remember hearing, like, when Mike Tannenbaum was running the Jets, you know, they'd be in the hotel and then the fire alarm would go off in the middle of the night and they'd all have to evacuate the hotel. And it happened to him recently. And he was like, wow, I've been outside of that organization for years. When I come in and cover the Jets, cover the Patriots, it happens again.
Or what about the Chiefs? Their stuff going to New Jersey. What was up with that? I mean, that's probably nothing. But
I've
like,
never heard
we weird shit just always happens.
Well, I don't know. I'm like reading Twitter, like pretty much there was a low level employee that was videotaping the Bengals sideline, right?
Yes, with a Patriots shirt on.
That's what we know so far.
He was also taping their box, like, I guess where they call the offensive plays, right?
Yeah. That other tweet that I sent where it said, I guess going back to Spygate, they told the employees, if anyone questions you, just tell them you're filming something for a TV show. And that's exactly what the guy told the NFL security. So they have the tape, but we'll find out, I think, relatively quickly if it's just bogus or legit. If it's legit, oh my god, it's going to be a huge, huge story.
Oh my god.
I think you're right, though. They've already taken away picks. I think, Paul, you said it, like, Bill may get fired over some shit like this.
He would have to be. I mean, come on.
Yeah, this could be the end. I just can't believe that a team that's supposed to be so smart would be so stupid. You know, the guy was wearing a Patriots shirt. Like, if you're gonna be spying, quote unquote, like, at least, like, be, you know, wear just like street clothes.
Yeah, I guess that maybe that's their cover. So this way, if they do get caught, they're like, oh, it's for the TV show.
Yeah, it's nothing.
I don't know.
Brush it off.
The whole thing is really sketchy. So sketchy.
Yeah, yeah. But this always seems to follow the team.
I think if you're doing it right, if you're taping the lowly Bengals, that means you're doing it to every team. And I think they've been doing it probably for a very long time. So you're like, how that team should be so smart. How could they let this happen? Maybe they've been just doing it for so long, for so many years. Just by case of volume, you're bound to get caught or something is about to go wrong. You know what I mean? So, who knows?
Pretty nice, though. We can just kick back, relax. We don't have anything to worry about. You know, me and Tone, we know our team hasn't cheated for the past 50 years. So,
no, that's...
At least we're a morally good franchise.
Yeah, that's a given.
Around the league, the whole league has been complaining about this for years now. I mean, think about we didn't even mention Deflategate, deflating the balls. And, like, the Indianapolis Colts, the GM, and everyone had to kind of hold them to the fire because the league wasn't doing anything. And that's how, you know, they got in trouble. But they've been doing shit like this for a long time. So I think if this is legit, I think they're going to lose, like, they're going to lose draft picks, and I think they're going to have to fire a couple people, including Bill Belichick.
Has to. Something crazy got to happen.
And then Brady will go to, I don't know, where's the best fit? You know, it's all the speculation, you know, when he sold his house in Brookline in Massachusetts, and, you know, Bill Simmons was talking about it too. Like, he really thinks, like, he could be out after this season. Like, where's, like, a legit fit for him? You know, you could have...
Visa.
You could have said Tennessee, you know, the pair with Vrabel, but Tannehill, killing it.
Nah. He should Tannehill's been on fire, but if I were him, I mean, just retire. Like, he's done, man. He's done.
Yeah, I don't... And you're going to see it. Like, they're going to obviously make the playoffs, but I think when they go up against the stronger teams, the teams with more X factors and things like that, they just simply don't have the offense. And he's not the player to kind of will them to victory anymore. Like, I just don't think he has it. They play very safe, conservative football.
Yeah,
and he's not getting younger. He's only going to get worse and deteriorate more going into next year. So it's been a great run, but I mean, he's 42 years old. He's going to be 43 next year. That's insane.
Yeah,
can't keep up at that level. No one can.
Yeah, you could see it too. Like, any time he scrambles now, I mean, it looks painful. Like, it really does. Like, he had that one scramble yesterday that got the crowd all pumped up, and he was all pumped up. But, like, let's be honest, there was no one even close to him. I know, it looked hilarious. You know, I think.
They've done such an incredible job of always having one of the better offensive lines in the league, and they always have a pretty kind of scrappy defense. This year, more so. This year, their defense is incredible, but it kind of sucks at drafting running backs and
skill players,
and wide receivers. Like, he can't get any... So, I mean, they make do with the running backs they have. They just, like, running back by committee, and they have all these utility players.
Right.
But at wide receiver, their best player is Julian Edelman, and he looks old. This year, he looks slower and older, and
he's up there, too. I think he's 34, 35.
Is he that old?
Yeah, 34.
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah.
He's another one. He's injured a lot. Jules!
He's a tough dude, though.
He is.
Jules!
Yeah, I mean, he's
Burger
tough.
Burger time.
Yeah, they lack...
It looks like they're going to be on the road, too, when they play in the playoffs. Like, I think they're not going to be playing at home. It looks like they're going to play either in Kansas City they're going to have to go through Baltimore. So it's going to be tough.
Baltimore. Yeah, good luck winning at Baltimore.
Baltimore? Yeah, Baltimore already has their number in the playoffs. And they definitely can't. Yeah, Pats. I mean, the three losses are against quarterbacks who can move. I mean, Mahomes isn't like a scrambling quarterback per se, but he can definitely move, and obviously he could do everything else amazing. So, that's been their. You know, obviously the offense hasn't been good. Yeah, I mean, you said it, Juice. Like, they've never really been good at drafting skill players. You know, other than some scrappy white guys and Gronk. And Randy Moss, I mean, they haven't really had any receivers. And running back, you could just kind of plug anyone in there and they do well because their offensive line's been so good. But, yeah, they're clearly lacking. And, Incarcerated Bob, you know, shouts to him. He was whispering that Dez Bryant could possibly be landing in Foxborough. But I feel like it would have happened by now. AB, I don't think that's happening. Yeah. But... I doubt he would come back.
Such a big, like, his name, every time it comes up, I'm like, okay, like, why didn't 31 other teams go and grab him then? I think he's about two years out of the game right now, and the last time he was on the field, he tore his Achilles, and that's not an injury that's kind to people that are, you know, he already had, he was already slow.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't, after tore his Achilles, I don't know how much he can offer a team right now.
Yeah, they need like.
Yeah, I don't think he's not helping him like this year. No way.
No.
He can't fit any separation. Anymore.
No separation. Yeah, they need it. They need a AB. They need an Antonio Brown. I mean, they only got it for one game, but I think that ship has sailed. I don't think Kraft is dealing with that shit. Even though I'm sure behind the scenes Brady's like begging him for it.
If anything, I think this like latest like scandal or whatever you want to call it just proves that. Eli Manning is the best quarterback of all time.
Oh, my God.
These guys are
cheating. Oh, my God.
And he's beaten him twice in the big game. The best.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Eli, we get to see him in a few hours.
He better win, like, these last few games, because if he doesn't, he's going to finish with an under 500 career record.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Ouch.
There's a lot of, actually, intrigue for this game tonight, believe it or not. Yeah, Eli, he's at 500 for his career. So that's up, you know, that's on the table right now. And playing spoiler to the Eagles, you know, it's a division rival. It's going to be interesting. It's, like, obviously raining down there in Philly.
Yeah.
So, and then I have, you know, Johnny Poole implications, so.
The perfect scenario
would
be that Eli plays great, but they lose the game. Because I think the Giants need Chase Young. They need him badly.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you have Leonard Williams. You have Leonard Williams, though. So, like Lawrence Taylor, good.
I heard something. I think I saw a tweet. I think Adam Arecki sent it to me today that he wants to be paid like on the grade scale, like one less grade than Aaron Donald. And I almost
he's out of his mind. Out of his mind.
That was a huge mistake, and I hope they don't sign him.
Yeah, that was bad.
Well, they should. Yeah, if they let him walk and like a team signs him for a big contract, at least they'll get a comp pick for the next year. But yeah, if they double down on the mistake and pay him a lot of money, get him in that. I don't know what he's thinking. He's so not worth.
Yeah, because big money. You pay a lot of money for a player that is average, and then on top of that, your pick increases, so you'll get like a top third round pick, right? So it goes. The fourth becomes a third, I think that's what it is.
Well, for the Jets?
Yeah.
This year, the Jets get, like, the third pick, which is going to be, like, really good. It's going to be, like, almost a second rounder. And then fifth round, fourth or fifth rounder next year. But then we sign him long term.
Insane.
Yeah. Stupid trade. Yep. Very stupid trade.
I was excited to hear that Eli. I always wanted Eli to play the final game, like just, you know, go out and have a swan song. And this kind of gives him the chance to have it without it being just something that was just like, all right, let's do it for the mental season. So I hope he plays well. If they win, whatever. But I think they really could use the top two picks to get Chase Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys are definitely going to be in the top three.
Yeah, they need that badly.
To be.
Yeah. Jets won't be there.
Nope.
No.
They're going to have a hard time. They're going to have a hard time today with Ertz on Philly, because we don't have Peppers is out, and we don't really have anybody that could cover him.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I don't know, like, any Giant defenders at all. So, I don't know about it.
Jabril Peppers.
The Jackrabbit.
Yeah.
Got Janoris Jenkins.
Janoris.
You know Julian Love from Notre Dame, so.
Yeah, Love, Baker. But Baker hasn't been doing too well, right? The rookie?
They've been struggling a lot. And they traded up to get pick. So, a lot of questionable moves here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be worse. Could be making moves like Steve Mills, so not totally terrible.
Yeah, so...
Juice. Juice, we want you to admit it right now. James Dolan is the problem. Juice,
yeah, the floor is yours. The floor is yours, Juice.
Give me and Tony the satisfaction that you finally came to the conclusion that he is an utter disgrace, disaster, and the real problem with the New York Knickerbockers.
Put him in a body bag. So listen, guys, before when we did our NBA preview on this show,
here we go.
I told you guys that Steve Mills. Well, I told you that the Knicks were going to be bad, very bad.
Well, we all said it,
and
yeah.
Steve Mills was going to lose his job.
You did.
And right now, we weren't sure if Mills was really a fraud or not. We found out he was a fraud. He can't coach. So he got canned.
Yep.
And I think everyone has a bad taste in their mouth because of how the media is handling it. These guys, Terry and Mills, go up there. 10 games ago, like bozos, and out the coach, and then 10 games later, they fire the coach, and they don't say anything, and they don't thank Fizz or do anything. I think for sure that they're acting in this way because I think James Dolan told them, now it's on you guys, and if you guys don't improve, then you're done here. You're done here. It's over.
So you think that Dolan is giving Mills and Perry, while he searches for someone to replace them, giving them a few games to see if Fizz was the problem or if the players that they acquired are the problem. Is that what you're kind of getting at?
Not a few games. I think they've got to show the rest of the season. They got to show...
Ugh, the rest of the season we got to deal with them?
Kind of 15 years of Mills.
Yeah, I mean, what else do we need to see with this guy? It's been 2 decades of incompetence.
I really do think that no matter what, because this team isn't good, no matter what,
so Mills, they're terrible.
Mills and Perry will be fired.
Yeah, it's only
a
matter of time.
I hope you're right. I just don't see it. And I saw a tweet earlier. I think it was from the Knicks Film School, saying that he might just get reassigned at the end of the year. And I told you, I said, this is going to happen. He's going to get, quote-unquote, reassigned, but he's still going to be there. What GM would want to come here if Mills is still there?
I know.
Even if he's reassigned.
Just like David Griffin.
Reassigned meaning that he will work somewhere in Madison Square Garden, but he won't have...
No, I get that. He shouldn't be in... The garden.
He shouldn't be in the building.
It's not the first.
Yeah.
It's not the first time he's done this. But listen, Isaiah Thomas was, you know, he got in trouble for the sexual harassment, right? And he was fired. He lost his job. Now, technically, now he went to work for NBA TV and all these other places. And guess what? He came back. Technically, he's reassigned. He was working in the garden. Remember,
they got to do a clean cut. Just get him out.
Yeah,
he might be a businessman, whatever. People like him. Blah blah blah. Perception. If I was a Masai.
Masai Ujiri. Yeah.
If Steve Mills is in the building, there's no way I'm going there.
There's no way.
Shot.
Yeah.
So I think that things have gotten so bad in New York that now executives are looking at this place like it's almost an attraction, right? It's like Masai sees it and he goes, okay, they're going to pay me and I'm making stuff. They're going to pay me $75 million. They're going to give me $20 to $25 million to build my charity, the Giants of Africa. And on top of that, I have full control now and I can just run the Knicks. Instantly, if the Knicks, if he can get the Knicks to like 40 wins, like that's such an improvement. He'll be a god here. You know what I mean? And that's just winning 40 games. And I think Presti, the same thing for Presti. I think all these GMs, I think their teams are. I mean, Toronto's playing well, but you know they're not going to win the championship. I think the same thing Presti and the Thunder. I think these guys are going to want to come to the Knicks for the right price. Like, against whatever, everybody might be telling them, don't do it, you're an idiot, Dolan's crazy, all that stuff. But if Dolan hands these guys like $100 million, who's going to say no?
The thing that's, I think, if he's
guaranteed full control and on top of the money, sure, yeah, it's very desirable. But
the
people,
the
he can't stay out of his own way. He just can't.
Yeah, and the thing that's the thing.
Real,
okay.
No, I was going to say the problem that Dolan has is he will spend the money, right? And we're lucky in that aspect that he'll spend the money. The problem he has is I think he badly wants to get away from it all. I think he looks like a villain, and he wants somebody else to run it. The last time he did that was Phil Jackson, and he set the franchise back 5 years.
Well, so, Phil wouldn't bring his own people in. He wanted to overhaul the medical staff. Dolan wouldn't let him do that. He still, like, didn't give him the full control.
Right.
So I think that was Mills.
Probably, which is. Yeah,
but like it all comes from Dolan. I mean, that's the perception. Is this is all Dolan? Like you when you go on Twitter and you listen to the media, you know, even if they bring Masai in, they let him run the whole thing. How do we know that players are still going to say, "Well, Dolan's still the owner"? So sorry until that guy's out.
Why did he get rid of Donnie Walsh? Wasn't he doing well? Like, what happened with that?
I don't know, man.
Always something with this franchise.
Always something. Like I said, I got that, you know, I got that source inside the building who told me, you know.
Sources.
Sources, you know. That at the end of the day, it's a tense environment at Madison Square Garden, and I got to think that starts from the top with Dolan. You know, like,
it's 100%. You are absolutely correct. But I'm telling you, and people don't think of it like this, but I mean, I've read articles in Sports Business Journal and all that stuff that James Dolan has pressure. People are pressuring him to increase the value of both the Rangers and the Knicks, right? So if they stuff like this, like, and fans like us are like, I don't want to go to the game. Screw that. You know, like, why am I going to go watch this awful basketball? No, he's going to lose money off of that. It's more profitable for him to have a respectable franchise and a winning franchise. Now, does he know how to do that? No, absolutely not. But I would hope that he would pay somebody. Like, getting Masai Ujiri or someone like a R.C. Buford or Sam Pratt, somebody who knows what the hell they're doing, I think is more valuable to us than getting a Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Oh no, for sure, 100%. I agree with that. Now,
will be the next coach?
Yeah, I mean, Mike Miller. I'm in favor of giving him a legit chance to finish out the season. Yeah, I mean, he seems to be respected. I guess he was with the Spurs at one point, so he comes from that tree.
Good rep,
which is a great rep. I saw some players, you know, shouting him out like Meta World Peace and. You know, different guys like that who Meta War Peace who also wants to coach the Knicks. But I say give him the rest of the season. Now the problem, the thing I'm scared about is like the 15th, December 15th, when the free agency, the players that they signed can be traded. Like we're gonna let Mills and Perry obviously make those moves, and supposedly they're gonna be active. You know.
Yeah.
I'm just scared of what they're gonna do. I mean, if they trade Julius Randle and. You know, Portis and all these guys. I mean, I'm in favor of it because I've seen enough. And something I saw was Trae Young. I guess he was bitching in the locker room.
Who was that?
Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks. He was getting. Did you see the tweet? He got emotional in the locker room.
About what?
Supposedly because the Hawks are struggling and he wants some help on the team. You know, maybe Julius Randle's a good fit there. I don't know. And they can give us like Cam Reddish or some bullshit. I'd do that.
It's gonna be interesting end of the year for sure because there's so much up in the air.
Yeah,
I'm scared that these guys already see the writing on the wall, and right now they're gonna be fighting for their job. Yeah, they get desperate. They trade young talent or sacrifice pick or cap space to get in like mediocre players, like.
Chris Paul or something?
Not even Chris Paul. Like maybe like DeMar DeRozan.
Ugh,
or like
please no.
stuff like that. It doesn't really help us or put us. I'm nervous about that.
Yeah.
I guess though we could hopefully somebody can kind of oversee it. And then if you make these bad deals, then for sure nobody's going to come.
I know.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's a scary time, and on top of that, they're unwatchable. I mean, I don't know which way to go. Like, what do you root for at this point? The team is just, we don't know what it's gonna be. So I guess you wait till after the 15th, see what moves they make. But I mean, I like to watch the young guys, but none of the vets are. You know, I like Marcus Morris, but let's be honest, he'll probably be gone. You know, he'll be on a contender.
Yeah.
If the coach doesn't pan out and they don't hire like a Masai or somebody, then the coaching job becomes more important, very important. And I think at that point, maybe hopefully they bring back Jeff Van Gundy.
It's probably
I don't know. I don't know if that's the right move or not, but at least like we know what we're getting.
It sounds like all the whispers are Mark Jackson. I mean, it's so loud right now. It's not even a whisper. It's like a shout. And then that fucking snake, Rich Kleinman. Did you see he tweeted out a picture of Mark Jackson in a Knicks uniform? What the hell is that about? Like,
yeah, he's a joke.
I mean, the comments were just like tearing him apart. Like, what was his mindset doing that? Like, just to troll the Knicks?
He
like
was responding to him. He was responding to him too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, a few of them.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
In his head, he's
like, you're crazy. Calm down. Like, dude, what did you expect?
What did you expect tweeting that out? You got a lot of sensitive Knick fans out there. They don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
Ugh. Or, you know, like, if you hire Mark Jackson, then also hire Jeff Van Gundy and hire Tom Thibodeau, too. You hire everybody.
Yeah.
Let's hire Kaepernick.
Ewing.
Get everybody on.
Yeah. Let's just do it all, you know?
Bring back the whole Knick. The whole 90s Knicks team.
Yep, just do it all. Just do it all.
Great success.
Oh, the pain. Oh, the freaking pain.
Oh, the freaking pain. What else in the NBA? What's good? Lakers already won it?
It is poor.
Lakers already won the championship. Yeah, it's over.
Wait, who?
The Lakers. Lake show.
The Lakers already won the championship. It's done.
If they're healthy, no one's beating them if they're healthy.
I'll
be excited to see 7 games in the Staples Center. Clippers, Lakers, yeah. That'll be nuts.
Clippers are definitely built for the playoffs. I think they're the only team that can challenge them. I don't see any other team. You know, maybe the Bucks, just because Giannis is like unreal and they're a good coach team. I think they're one move away from being like a serious contender. Like, I feel like
the Bucks?
Yeah, the Bucks. I don't know what it is. They should have signed Brogdon. If they still had Brogdon there, that was a bad.
They
should have kept him. I think that was the piece that they should have hung on to. But yeah, the Lakers right now.
They have the big ragu though. So
the what?
The big ragu, Dante DiVincenzo.
Oh, has he been doing good?
Yeah, he's been playing pretty well.
Has he? Okay.
The Lopez brothers.
Lopez brothers. Middleton.
Bledsoe.
Yeah. And then Coach Bud. Oh, what could have been? Coach Bud. Knicks, you know.
And David Griffin.
Yep. Oh, God. We could have David Griffin and Coach Bud, but no. Knicks. Hashtag Fire Mills.
JD Juice in the straight shot said, nah, it's not happening.
Yeah. And poor Scott Perry. poor Scott Perry. You know, he's just like... You know, he can't do anything.
He's a hostage.
He's right? A hostage, yeah. Ugh. He seems like a nice guy.
I'm not impressed with anything that guy has done.
No. Guys.
Why did they hire him? He doesn't do shit.
I know. He doesn't do anything. I think he just says, like, oh, I drafted this guy 5 years ago. Let's sign him. Like, you know, that's pretty much what he's done, right? Hazonia, Payton. I'm trying to think who else he brought in. Yeah.
And none of them stay. None of them stay.
No. So.
I'm done. No more Knicks. I'm done with them.
Okay. So let's get away from that. Let's do our official Irishman review. Juice.
Juice,
you wanted to wait until now to review it. We couldn't wait. We all kind of chimed in a little bit, but let's really deep dive. I've now seen it twice.
You watched it two times?
Well, the first time I watched it like in like three or four increments. like a little bit on my phone, a little bit on the TV. And then the second time I watched it with some family. So, and even that was in two parts. So I haven't watched it straight through either time, but I've seen it now twice. Yeah, 7 hours of my life I'd probably like back. But overall thoughts, opinions. Here, Juice, you go first. I know you've been dying to chime in.
So, I don't know. I think my opinion is unpopular. I liked it a lot. I thought it was very good. A lot of the criticism is that it's so long, it's very long, and a lot of crap. But people sit down and they watch on a football Sunday, they watch the pregame for 2-3 hours, and they watch the game, and they watch the postgame, and they watch the second game, and then they watch the Sunday night football.
No, you make
game.
A good point, yeah.
You know what I mean? And all those people who binge watch all these TV shows, like I was talking to somebody at work today, and I asked her what she did, and she's like, oh, Saturday into Sunday, I binge watched a whole season of so-and-so, and it's just like, I don't know, yeah, it is long. It's definitely a very, very long movie.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I thought the acting was tremendous. Actually, De Niro and Pacino, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed all of them, and all those scenes with De Niro and Pacino together were great. Yes, the point, definitely, like, all right, the movie's 3.5 hours long. It could have been two and a half hours long.
Yes, yes.
They could have definitely cut some scenes out. Some parts are very dry. But I don't know, in a sense, like, it's kind of, like, historical. A lot of this stuff, I mean, I don't know about the Hoffa death, the way they murdered him, and if that's really legit, but everything else is pretty much, like, it's like watching, it's history, you know?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Okay. Paul?
It was all nostalgia, who the actors were. If these were random Joe Schmoes that had, like, great acting performances, like, just as good as these guys, you wouldn't even pay any attention.
Right.
All because of the names. It was so long. There, it just dragged on. There wasn't much, like, juice in it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, well,
I turned it off with 25 minutes to go.
Oh, so
maybe
you...
because, like, I knew the story, like,
okay,
pretty well, but it just, I don't know. It just wasn't one of my favorite movies.
The other thing is, I think when this movie was coming out and the hype was there, I think we all thought we were going to get another Goodfellas, and it's not really like Goodfellas at all.
And you know what's funny? I watched Goodfellas this weekend, all the way through, actually, and the big difference between both movies, and actually both movies are kind of, they're similar in a lot of ways. Some of the music, some of the stories, some of the things they talk about kind of intertwine. But Goodfellas, yeah, moves so fast, and that's what makes it so fun. The Irishman, like you said, Juice, and both of you pretty much said, it's like 3.5 hours. It could have been 2.5 hours, and we'd be talking right now about it being like a masterpiece, so to speak, which a lot of the critics are saying. Maybe they're just, you know, sucking these guys' dicks, but like, my overall take on it is, you know, like just watching it second time through, it's like, you know, some of these scenes, it's like, you know, like, why is your car wet? Oh, yeah, you had a fish in the car? Like, they just drag that scene on for like so long. It's like, who gives a fuck?
It was like a half hour.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I picked up a fish. My friend wanted a fish. Like, what?
And the de-aging process, whatever, it was...
Yeah.
The fight scene wasn't crazy about that.
So, like, if you're going to de-age these guys and you're going to have a budget of hundreds of millions of dollars, why...
Get a younger actor.
Get a stunt double to fucking beat up the...
Oh, yeah. Cringeworthy, that scene. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
De Niro can't move. He can't get in and out of a car. Like, that's really bad.
Yeah.
That part I don't understand.
Yeah, that scene was the most cringeworthy scene I've ever seen, like, in a movie, maybe ever. And maybe this movie, it's just, you know, because it's so popular.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's definitely a 76-year-old man who's supposed to be, what, 40 at that point? Or, like, late 30s in that scene?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so terrible. And that could have been easily, like, rectified. You know what I mean? They could have easily just, because it's, like, panned out. You know what I mean? They could have easily just put a stunt double there. So I don't understand how that made it through editing. It's kind of a joke. But yeah, I do like there's some scenes I do really like, and there's some performances. I think, Paul, you and I agreed, Pesci, I think, really killed it. I think he was great. Well, it was complete opposite of what we're used to seeing from Pesci, where, you know, he's like this psychopath, like in Goodfellas and Casino, and he was definitely a lot more subdued, which, reading up on Russell Bufalino, he was definitely like that in real life. So I thought he was great.
Harvey Keitel was good.
Yeah, I mean, he only had a couple of scenes. But he was good. I thought even Sebastian Maniscalco in his, you know, 5 minutes in the movie was really good and memorable, playing Crazy Joe. But
Stephen Graham.
Yeah, Stephen Graham as Tony Pro. I thought he was really good. He plays Capone in Boardwalk Empire. And then, you know, I had no idea, you know, kind of like the big reveal, that kind of big takeaway I took from the movie was like, the mob whacked JFK. Holy shit! You know, that's kind of crazy.
I've heard things about that, but they first got him elected, and who knows what that's all like conspiracy.
Well, it kind of makes
no one even knows how he really got killed, Papa. So
right, but like, you know, they're like, if they can whack a president, they can whack the president of a union, and then you look into it, and I guess Sam Giancana, who didn't have a big role in the movie at all. He might have only been mentioned like once, but he was the boss of Chicago, and I guess he helped JFK get elected in Illinois, and then I guess RFK, Robert Kennedy, who John made the attorney general, was going after the mobsters or going after the mafia, and they were like, "What the fuck? Like, we helped you get elected, and your brother's doing this to us? You're out of here!" And then I guess they colluded with the CIA and got him whacked. I don't know. That's maybe how it could have went down, but pretty crazy stuff. How powerful the mob was, you know?
If you watch, there are definitely scenes that are really tense in the movie, that are really good, like really good acting and whatnot, but it's not like Goodfellas where there's just memorable scenes. So I'll say that. But
what stands out? Like, there's like quotes, scenes, like I didn't really remember much at all. Entertaining for a little bit, and like, okay, that was alright, bye.
I enjoyed the movie. Listen, it's not my favorite movie, it's not the best movie ever made. I don't think like it's as good as like all these critics are making out to be. Like, some people are referring it to as a masterpiece.
Right.
But I also don't hate it. Like, a lot of my friends have said, like, it's so slow, it's like watching paint dry, it's so awful, I shut it off. And I don't know, I enjoyed it more the time I watched it, but I also was, like, doing other stuff while it was on. Like, I was, like, picking up extra things in my apartment and cleaning. And then you'll appreciate, like, some of the funny lines and the acting more. But if you're watching it on a late night for the first time, you may fall asleep, or you may just not be into it because it is a little slow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I don't feel like it's a movie that if I catch it in like the middle, like a classic that I have to keep it on. It definitely won't be like that.
Yeah, there's certain. You like know? I said, there were certain scenes that I really liked, but an overall like watch through, it's pretty tough to do because some of the scenes were just so dragged out, just stupid dialogue, just back and forth, but you know, Pacino as Hoffa, he must have said cocksucker, you know, about 80 times,
cocksucker.
Yeah, like a million times he said that, but yeah, I don't know.
I guess he must have really said that in real life because Scorsese, he wouldn't just like have him say that 1,000 times if he didn't talk like that.
Right. I mean, he was definitely, he it's funny, he was affiliated with the mafia, but he hated them. Didn't like, you know, they make fun of Italians a lot in the movie, and you people, and what do you all call Tony, and, you know, there's some funny stuff like that, and clearly they didn't like that, and they most likely had him whack. But
what was his nationality?
Probably just like
Polish.
Yeah, just like a mutt. Just, you know, probably Irish and English and, you know, German or something. I think he was just white.
I don't know.
Just really white. But he was a kind of like a street guy too, though, from Detroit, you know. You know, he was definitely like a tough guy. I mean, he would get in fights all the time and take people on and wouldn't back down. Obviously wouldn't back down. I mean, he was taking on the mafia pretty much. He didn't give a fuck.
Right.
And that's what ultimately got him killed. But yeah. It's just too long. 2.5 hours, man. It would have been fine. But I watched like some, you know, after, you know, they had some like interview thing. Not interview, but like round table where it was like Scorsese, De Niro, Pesci, and Pacino. And, you know, Scorsese was kind of saying, like, you know, he did that, like, almost purposely, like, didn't edit shit out. He just wanted it to be, just, you know, he thought it'd be more real life to just have it, like, I don't know, just stupid shit like that. Just open dialogue, just saying whatever, instead of just cutting stuff out. I don't know, whatever. But
I think this would be his last movie or no, Scorsese?
Nah, he'll keep going, I think.
How old is he? He's got to be up there, too.
Well, probably in the 70s. I know Pacino's 79, and Pesci and De Niro 76.
He looks the best out of all.
Who?
Pacino is better than all of them, and he's the oldest.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think part of it, too, is it's Netflix's fault, too, because, you know, normally Scorsese needed Netflix for the funding. And Netflix needed Scorsese because, wow, we're gonna do a Scorsese film and we're gonna show it on Netflix and everybody in the world's gonna watch it.
Right.
But if it was like any other studio, like Scorsese would have brought this like 3-hour or 4-hour movie to them and it would have been like, fuck you, go back to the editing room and edit this shit.
Yeah.
Make it 2 hours and we'll make the movie. And for this one, since Netflix got Scorsese, he has free reign. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And his ego is so big, he's not going to do it, and they're not going to tell him anything, so...
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, it really comes down to the editing. That was the thing. But it's funny, because all the critics, they're raving about it, calling it masterpiece and this and that, but it seems like the viewers are all kind of saying what we're saying, to be honest. I haven't found anyone who's like, oh my god, it was amazing. Like, have you guys talked to anyone who said that?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Not more.
No.
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 I think I'm the person that likes it the most out of anybody that I've talked to.
Yeah. I mean, again, memorable. There's some good scenes and good performances. That's pretty much my overall synopsis on it, breakdown of it. Yep. What I liked about it. Speaking of Pacino, have you guys seen this on Instagram? This party. Like Jay Glazer posted it and Chris D'Elia.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
It was for the boxing match. Stallone posted it. It was Stallone's party.
So it's Stallone, Pacino, Schwarzenegger, Jay Glazer, Chris D'Elia, Brian Callen, Guy Fieri, Sugar Ray Leonard, all in the same room. Yeah.
Magician David Blaine.
David Blaine was there?
It was a party?
Oh my god.
Yeah, like it was to watch Anthony Joshua fight Ruiz. The boxing match.
But like you've never seen a more random group of guys in the room. It was almost it reminded me of like Entourage. You know, like when Vince goes over to Dennis Hopper's house and they're like watching like the soccer game and they're betting on it. But this was like even crazier because it's like some of the most famous people like in the world in one room and then some just like random people. It was like fucking weird.
It was awesome. It was kind of cool. It made me like, I was like, oh man, I got to get all my friends together and go hang out like that. I was jealous. It looked cool.
Yeah. Like what are the conversations like in that? Like, you know, like someone like Chris D'Elia or Brian Cowan, you know, clearly not as famous or some of the other people who I don't even know who they are. Like, what are they thinking when they're seeing, you know, Pacino and Stallone and Schwarzenegger and even Sugar Ray. I mean, these are like heavyweights, you know? These are big, big time.
Tough guy, Fieri, bro.
Yeah, or yeah, Fieri, yeah, yeah. I mean,
Flavortown.
Pretty wild. Pretty wild. How do you get invited to that party? Oh, shit. Pretty crazy. So, all right, guys. Anything else?
Are the Yankees going to get Garrett Cole?
Yeah, probably.
Get better.
They're going to.
Yeah. It's going to be over $300 million.
They're offering, what, 7 years? What if somebody offers 10?
For 10, let them go.
How old is he?
29. Yeah, so he's going to be 30 next year.
All right.
So 7 years, it sucks because I was talking to someone else about this, and it's just like, this was before it was speculated he was going to get 7 years, and it's like, oh, if it's going to be 7 years, don't do it. But now it's too late because it seems like if the Yankees
fine.
Don't
that's
do
that's
it,
fine.
Yeah, I guess it's fine. It just sucks. This is what, you know, and we were talking about this, like, wow, it must be nice getting paid, you know, over $30 million a year to work one day a week or two days a week at the most. It's unbelievable.
Being baseball,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, baseball's nuts. But looks like Strasburg got
it. Ain't our money. Not our money. So you know what? Spend it.
Yeah, fuck it. Would Strasburg? Didn't Strasburg just get 7 years, 245?
Yeah, and he's 2 years older than Cole, and he has arm problems. Like Cole's never been hurt. He's 2 years younger, so he's gonna get. He probably get like another year, maybe two more than Strasburg, and definitely more money.
Yeah,
he's gonna be over $300 million.
And the Yanks,
when all of a sudden done.
And the Yanks need it. I mean, they need it badly. I mean, you put Cole, Tanaka, you know,
Severino,
Sebi,
Paxton,
Herman. I guess will you know come back and you know I don't know what kind of suspension he gets, but does that go into next season?
Yeah.
Is he out? Wait, is he suspended the whole year?
They haven't announced it yet, but it's probably going to be minimum like 50 games, I would think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter though. I mean, you go into the postseason with Cole, Tanaka, and Sevy. You could just go in with those three, and then even throw in a Paxton, and Yanks are ready to roll.
Right.
You know, yeah, you got to do it, man. You got
to
do it. So I'm all for it. Pay the man his money. So
now let me ask you. Are you guys scared that Yankees are going to lose New York to the Mets because now they got Bobby
Axelrod? You know what? it's a possibility. He'll have some juice, but he's probably going to be like a Prokhorov stuff. It's all going to be like bluster. But I don't know. The way this guy, it seems like he will spend the money, and there's no cap in baseball. So
yeah,
he'll get people. He'll definitely get some good people.
Yeah, so Stephen Cohen, who supposedly is the real-life Bobby Axelrod from Billions, bought the Mets. Well, would he 80% of the Mets? Is that what it is? 80%?
80%.
Yeah, but it doesn't even go into effect for another 5 years or some shit.
Yeah, I don't understand what that's about, but I don't know. Is this guy a Jets fan, too? Can we get him to...
is he a Knicks fan?
Is he a Knicks fan?
Just buy all three. Come on. Do us a favor.
Yeah.
Because
we need that.
But is that how that works? Like, so, like, if someone wanted to buy the Knicks or the Jets, is it always going to take, like, 5 years or whatever? Like, I don't think it works like that, does it?
I don't think so. Well, I think our best shot is after Mills gets fired, like Josh said... Hopefully he has like some incriminating tapes of Dolan that he's just going to let out to the media,
yeah.
You know, as his insurance. And then that'll get him canned like Sterling.
Yeah.
Listen, leave my friend, Mr. James Dolan,
oh,
or Jim.
God.
Leave Jim alone, all right? Ugh. He's going to do it. He's going to fire, I'm telling you right now, he's going to fire Mills. He's going to hire Masai Ujiri. And Dolan's going to leave the Knicks. He's going to go to London and build a sphere over there. He's going to go to Vegas, build a sphere over there. He's going to go to Los Angeles. He's going to make sure that Ballmer and the Clippers don't get their stadium to mess with the Forum.
Oh my God.
And he's going to make the Knicks great again, all right?
From your mouth to God's ears.
Josh definitely runs the Dolan Trump account. Has to.
Oh, yeah. It's juice, for sure.
Is that your account, Juice? That's the burner?
No.
I don't know.
Good shit.
Whatever.
All right, guys. Hey, Jerry. Anything else?
Oh, Eli.
Let's go, G-Men. Yeah. Golden Tate. Over 15 points. Bada bing.
Guys, we got to go.
Yeah, comb your hair.
Take care. Comb your hair.
You're welcome. You're welcome.